USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says the United States has a vital obligation to defend other NATO countries. Speaking to House Democrats in Philadelphia, Biden saying the second the United States sends in any sort of American forces to fight in Ukraine, it's the start of World War III. This, as President Biden says, the U.S.'s ban on Russian energy imports is the reason why inflation is the worst it's been in 40 years. Texas Republican Congressman Kevin Brady, appearing on Fox News, says the issue has been around way before the Russian invasion of Ukraine.
Inflation took off right after President Biden's nearly $2 trillion COVID stimulus. It continues to grow, and very little, if any, is reflected from Russia, the war on gas prices.
USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Wayne Allyn Root, and I want to tell you a real story. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were suddenly surrounded by an angry mob. And the mob forced open the driver's side door, attempting to drag the husband from the car. But he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired, no lives were lost. I know how training and preparedness makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and the Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal. Plus, it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com. State law restrictions may apply.
As the pain at the pump continues, more Americans say they're changing their spending habits.
U.S. consumers plan to cut spending on restaurant meals and movies if gasoline prices keep rising as Russia's invasion of Ukraine rattles the global economy, according to a new Reuters poll. 54% of U.S. adults expect to spend less on meals out if gasoline prices rise to over $6 a gallon. 49% said they would trim spending on movies and other entertainment. Some 60% said they would not drive as far for leisure activities. AAA said the average nationwide price at the pump is about $4.32 per gallon.
John Hunt reporting from the USA Radio News, Washington, D.C. Bureau. Daryl Brooks Jr., the man accused of driving through a Christmas parade deliberately and killing six people in Wisconsin, will go to trial in October. Brooks Jr. appearing in court on Friday, where a judge ruled his trial will start October 3rd. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds from Crack Addict to CEO? With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
RVs line up Monday at the crack of dawn to snag a good spot along Turn 2 at Phoenix Raceway. Watching the race on top of an RV from just outside the track provides an interesting perspective, as Matt from Scottsdale, Arizona, explains to me.
When you're here watching them, you can see that every car is on the edge. It's going as fast as the car will go. There's no coasting. Which, you know, on TV it's hard to tell that.
And you can probably see, too, the ones that are much faster than the others.
Yeah. Well, like the one year we were here, Joey Logano won it. But he was coming down on different lines. You could see him just looking for the spot. He was very aggressive about being faster and faster. And you could tell right at the beginning.
It's spring forward this weekend, unless you live in Arizona or Hawaii, which are the only two states that don't change their clocks twice a year. A congressional committee met Wednesday to discuss the pros and cons on the twice annual clock change. And finally, your dog may be depressed. A new survey out of the UK found 74% of dog owners felt their canine companion was showing behaviors related to mental health issues, including depression and anxiety. Signs included loss of appetite, loss of interest in activities they usually enjoy, and destructive behavior. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.